Well, we're joined now from our Athlone studio by the Fine Gael Longford Westmeath TD and Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke. Minister, welcome to the programme. And just to pick up on that last point made by the woman at the end of that report, Fine Gael has a problem with justice, doesn't it? You've been in that portfolio for the last 13 years and you heard it there. People in cities and towns, they don't feel safe.
No, I wouldn't accept that premise. First of all, we've done a huge amount of justice. We have a record level of a budget. We're really hiring new Gardaí, over 1,000 Gardaí coming in to play this year. Obviously, Templemore was closed on two occasions over the last number of years. Firstly, with the huge constraint in terms of our financial crisis, and secondly, with the pandemic, which challenged everyone in this country. But now, every single 11-week period, we have hundreds of Gardaí attested coming through Templemore, and we've been harder in terms of increasing sentences,
And yet, just on the Gardaí point, Minister, on the Gardaí point, we have fewer Gardaí today than we did when this government took power in 2020. And Fine Gael is responsible for that, isn't it?
And we've come through three or four crisis periods that are once in a generational type events. We've come through COVID, which really stopped all progress in our society, challenged people like it never did before. And obviously training of an Garda Síochána was stopped at that particular point in time. But now we have ramped it up and we've shortened the periods to an 11-week cycle. And that has getting more and more frontline Gardaí into our communities. We're expanding the community safety partnerships, again, really bringing all stakeholders together across our country, investing in new technology, facial recognition, all those areas that are really protecting us. And we do need further investment, and the Minister for Justice is absolutely fighting for that and has been very much to the forefront on it.
Okay, one of the other issues that your party will have to answer for in this campaign is the problem of waste. Under Fine Gael's watch, the cost of the Children's Hospital went up by 2 billion. We've also had those OPW projects, the bike shed costing 336,000 euro and the 1.4 million euro security hut, which were projects under the watch of the OPW, which is led by a Fine Gael minister. Why should people trust you to manage their money with waste like that?
Well, first of all, it's not correct to say they were promoted by the Fine Gael minister. Obviously, we have the Oireachtas Commission in relation to the bike shed. But the point I would make, which is very important here, is we have a budget of 165 billion euro that we are spending in capital projects. I can say that it is outrageous with some of those smaller ones that you have referenced. But I can counter and really say to people that on balance, if you look at where we've come from with the supply chain challenges through COVID, I can say to people there are so many projects like the National Rehabilitation Hospital, 32 months on time, on budget, the new rock wing in the matter,
okay,
on time, on
budget.
Okay,
but that's what
budget.
You're supposed to be Ross doing.
Harbour, 330 school projects right across our country. So on balance, the lion's share is being managed well. But there are frustrations, and we have really put the process in place to ensure that that won't happen again with a value for money review and projects under half a million euro through the OPW. So we are changing the dial, but the critical point I want to make, on balance, we are delivering transformational infrastructure for our communities, a capital budget that is absolutely second to none across Europe per capita and in our communities.
Does the government take responsibility for that waste?
Absolutely, the government always takes responsibility. But my point is that in the main budget, that we are delivering transformational infrastructure from our national broadband and other projects that I've mentioned that are making really life-changing lives for people in terms of the quality that they live in. That we have, you know, a huge change in terms of work practices, our female representation, our workforce is at the highest level ever because we have more agile practices that we can use because our infrastructure is improving all the time.
All right.
And government has got it right in the main.
You are the business minister. You've come up with a late in the day proposal to help hospitality businesses by cutting VAT to 11%. You could have done that last month if you were serious about it. What credibility do you have in promising something like that now in the middle of an election campaign when you could have implemented it last month?
Well, first of all, this is our manifesto. The clock has been reset. In relation to the budget, we were negotiating with three parties. Now this is Fine Gael's vision for our small family businesses who employ two-thirds of people right across our country, drive so much of the economic activity. We're acting based on evidence. First of all, in relation to our PRSI rebate, which will put more money into the heart of businesses, about €6,600 for every 10 employees. And that, in essence, gives business the opportunity of keeping more cash. Secondly, in relation to our VAT, the 11% rate is a permanent rate now going forward if the people of Ireland so choose. And that will mean that it won't be argued every year. Small businesses will have certainty, and we're delivering on evidence because hospitality and retail are the sectors that were most stressed over
the last number of weeks. And won't it also mean, Minister, that the people's energy bills are going to go up from 9% currently up to 11% if you introduce that new VAT rate?
No, and that is very striking to show the lack of understanding that has been put forward. So all businesses who will benefit from this VAT change are registered for VAT. And that means they can claim back the increase on their bills through their VAT refund. So it will not put any additional cost.
What about homeowners?
But I want to be clear, first of all, for that to be put forward for businesses as a challenge for gas and electricity is a total red herring and is not factual and shows a very clear lack of understanding on how SMEs work. I have been a chartered accountant for over a decade, spent most of my working life supporting SMEs, supporting employment, and I absolutely know that an 11% will give certainty to that sector. It's sustainable and it's manageable and will be funded.
Homeowners, will their bills go up to 11% on the VAT rate?
Homeowners, we have put forward a number of measures through our cost of living to compensate them for an increase, and the unit cost
there will be an increase, Minister. You can confirm that there will be an increase.
No, because the unit cost of electricity is now coming down, and again, the CSO bears out that point. We had the big challenge from Ukraine and our dependencies. Now we have a huge, bright future in energy. We have four projects of offshore renewable capacity.
But sorry, just to be clear, Minister, will the VAT rate on energy bills go up from 9? Sorry, to finish the question.
The VAT rate will go up.
It will go up.
But my point is, though, that energy costs will keep coming down because we have a bright new future in terms of green, cleaner energy with our offshore renewable projects. We're going to
You don't control energy prices, Minister, but
no,
you do
but the
control the VAT rate, and you're saying the VAT rate for energy bills will go up.
What I'm saying is it won't because of the fact that energy prices have been coming down. And look at the evidence. Don't ask me. Look at the CSO data. Energy prices have been coming up because we managed the response to the war in Ukraine, the supply chains. We looked at our huge vulnerabilities and our dependencies, and we put forward a massive budget to increase our energy capacity to ensure that we are creating more energy. We're going to be investing in our grid more over the next decade than we did since its inception. And that will ensure that we'll bring more jobs and homeowners will benefit from all those measures because we will have certainty and we won't be relying on other countries to ensure that we have energy security. We will do it ourselves and we will get the value added activity here in our own state as well, which is very important to grow new, cleaner jobs and to ensure that we have a sustainable employment of 2.7 million and growing every single week.
All right. Before I let you go, can I ask you about comments made by Michael O'Leary, the Ryanair boss? He was at your campaign launch last night and he made some remarks about teachers to great laughter, I think, in the room. He said, the Dáil is full of teachers, nothing wrong with them. I love teachers, but I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done. Some of your opponents are suggesting that those comments are derisory comments about teachers and that you should condemn them. Do you?
Absolutely. First of all, Michael O'Leary is an exceptional businessman. That does not mean that I see eye to eye with him in every single issue. He has really lowered the price of air travel for all everyone equally across this state. He pays all his taxes in this country. He's been an exceptional businessman in terms of the employment that he's brought, and he has really invested in so many projects in
and
my
those
constituency.
Comments?
And those comments, absolutely, I don't agree with those comments. But as I said, Justin, we are in a democracy. I don't see eye to eye with Michael O'Leary on everything, but I can acknowledge his success. I can acknowledge his vision and the energy that he brings. And we as a party in Fine Gael are going to bring that energy to keep growing our economy, growing our tax take, because more people working means we can spend more resources on the things housing, health, childcare that really affect people and improve their lives. That's our job now. We have the energy, we have the drive to secure everyone's future if we're given that opportunity.
All right, Peter Burke from Fine Gael, thank you very much for speaking with us today.